Good morning, Arizona homeowners. You are tuned in to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. If you're just joining us in our outdoor living hour, you missed a great broadcast. Rosie was live at the Reardon Mansion in Flagstaff, and what a fun broadcast that was. If you want to check it out, you can always find it at rosieonthehouse.com. You can follow our podcast. Rosie. All right. For some reason, he's plugged in, but we'll get him live here in a second. I hear you there.
I think that's as close as I'll ever be to being on a NASCAR pit crew.
Being at the Reardon Mansion.
Shutting down, unplugging everything, disconnecting from the satellite, jumping in my truck, running over. And when the rooster was crowing, Romy was making the final connections.
Obviously, I had one more here for your microphone I hadn't made.
Man.
Live broadcast.
Yes, live broadcast.
We're here for the Flagstaff Home Show this weekend. It's back at the Sky Dome. It's been at the Student Union the last few years, and they moved it back to the Sky Dome because they're putting a hockey rink in the Student Union, and it's good to be. I just love standing there at the dome and looking up at the structure on how that's put together and the beams and the bolts. I mean, that's a 7 o'clock hour topic right there, building the Sky Dome next time we're up.
You know, it is, because it was incredible how they had to put that together. And when it was built, it was the largest free span wood frame structure on the planet.
And it was there that till just a recently someone in Oregon thought they had to outdo us and built something.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it's only been in the recent history that it was surpassed. But we're in the outdoor living hour. Jay Harper's in studio at KTAR. We're in studio at CAF and Flagstaff, and we're available for you, the Arizona homeowner, by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions to 411-923, or you can email pictures of insects or plant identification to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Good morning, Mr. Harper.
Good morning. How are you?
Beautiful.
Good. Do you know what today is?
Saturday.
Yeah, it is. May the 6th.
Okay.
National Gardening Naked Day.
So I'm glad we don't have any video.
I'm just warning you.
And radio.
that may be why, you know, maybe the collar load might be a little light today, because people are, you know, last night was Cinco de Mayo, and today's National Gardening Naked Day. So, you know, you put the two together, we might have a real fun day in the garden today.
Now, do you participate in the celebration at your garden? If someone comes to Harper's Nursery,
we want people to come in, not run away. There are, you know, gardening in Southern Arizona naked could be dangerous.
Oh,
there's lots of little stickery, thorny things in the landscape down here. So I'm not sure I'm an advocate of that.
we get calls from countless PR agents. Hey, we've got this great interview. Hey, we've got this. Do you want to interview that? Every time they call to talk and see if we want to line somebody up to talk about National Garden Naked Day, I'm like, no, I don't think I want that interview. Thank you, though.
How much time is there to talk about? I mean, either are or you aren't.
Oh, yeah, they want to talk about the earthing or whatever, back to nature. I'm like, yeah. That's okay.
Just do it in your backyard. That's all I've got to say. stay in that secret garden. There's a good reason to have, if you want to, a little secret garden. You can garden wearing whatever or not wearing anything at all, whatever you in your secret garden. Just don't do it out in the front yard. That's all, you know. But so we're going to go from, I think we set a record yesterday, 108 to mid to low 70s first of, you know, in a couple of days. So I don't know what that's going to mean for Flagstaff. It could get downright chilly up there first part of next week.
You know, they were talking gusts of 40 miles an hour of wind today. And so we moved the broadcast inside the Reardon Mansion for the 7 o'clock hour. There isn't a breeze blowing, so I don't know.
Right, same way here, just a nice little breeze, but I think that's this afternoon or tonight, perhaps. But I think Rosie mentioned earlier in the broadcast that there is a red flag warning out, I think, for pretty much the whole state. So that's for tonight. So get out and get that, if you've got some weeds or bugs that need to be sprayed, better do it while it's nice and calm out. And just remember that when it does get warm and the winds blow, that does dry things out. If you're doing container gardening, hanging basket gardening, you need to make sure and check your irrigation system. You know, with the pretty hot day yesterday, that's really going to indicate whether your irrigation systems in your lawns and landscape are working properly. Good weekend to go check that out. I'm going to actually rent a dethatcher today, and my front lawn is pretty well transitioned. It's pretty brown. We've had a couple listeners and followers text and email some pictures of what they thought was a dying lawn, and I said, well, it doesn't look as bad as mine. It's just that winter lawn, that ryegrass lawn, is burning up, and you want to force it to burn up now. Don't try and stop it by watering more. Actually get out there, scalp it down, mow it short, dethatch it. Let's get rid of that old dead or dying or dominating ryegrass canopy and thatch so that your dormant Bermuda grass can start coming out of dormancy, which it will do in a hurry now if you help promote it and don't promote the ryegrass. So time to transition those. We're getting close, and probably you could go ahead and be fertilizing citrus and fruit trees and pretty much everything in your garden as it's pushing new spring growth and starting to plant. We're switching over from cool season annuals, petunias and geraniums and those things, to vinca and angelonia and pentas and moss rose. So lots to be doing. You know, looks like we're going to have a little break or a big break in the weather starting today, going into tomorrow. So a great weekend to get out and do it.
And with that 108, I mean, even if you did have the prettiest rye lawn below the rim, I mean, 108's got to probably just burn up anything that was left.
Well, yes and no. It would depend on how much shade you might have on your yard. It might depend on, you know, the nighttime temperatures. You know, 108 degree day probably wouldn't. Although, if you know, that's the point, is, you know, don't increase the water to compensate for that. Go ahead and let it burn it up. I just, when I see the first signs of stress in the ryegrass, which usually start occurring in April at some point, I just let it happen. I'm not a big advocate in turning the water off. Some people do that to just force it to really burn it up. But if you just will not increase the watering as the temperatures go up, lower your mowing height, and then end up dethatching it sometime in early to mid-May, you pretty much are going to do it without having to stress that Bermuda grass by turning the water off.
Our first text this morning from the Mesa area wants to know about putting gypsum and Bermuda seed down at the same time. So it sounds like they're trying to start our Bermuda lawn. Is
I don't see why not. That'd be a great idea. You know, we want to seed Bermuda lawns when the nighttime temperature starts staying above, you know, about mid 60s, which is, we're about there. Usually that's sometime in May. And so we start, if you need to reseed or put in a lawn from seed, that will start germinating when it's in the mid 60s. Putting gypsum on at the same time, I think it's a great idea. I think anytime you want to put gypsum down, it's an awesome idea, an awesome way to go. So make sure you don't, you know, and you shouldn't put gypsum on real thick anyway, but you don't want to create a paste or a, you know, a covering over your seed by putting too much on. But dethatching or doing a light cultivation of the soil, putting some gypsum down, throwing the seed on, and then a light covering of good organic material, it would be a great way to get that started. If you're not needing to reseed, you're just dethatching or aerating. Aerifying would be a wonderful thing to do. It's hard to get people to do because it's a little bit cumbersome. The machine is pretty heavy. You have to go rent it. You have to usually have some kind of trailer or something. But, boy, if you can aerify, dethatch, either both this time of year, put some gypsum down, put some organic fertilizer like, you know, Hickman's compost or fertilizer or a granular fertilizer on. At the same time, get that thatch opened up, even get that first little layer of soil opened up and get some gypsum and fertilizer on there. Great way to do it. Just make sure you mark your sprinkler heads.
Mark your sprinkler heads. And I will say the first time I ever rented a core aerator, I learned a valuable lesson. Water the day before.
Yeah, that you have ground this, you have was a bouncing machine?
So hard, uh-huh. That thing just bounced all over the place, and I accomplished nothing.
Yeah, no, that's true. It needs to be relatively soft for that to be effective, because it's got to literally drive that tooth down into the soil, and it's hollow. And, you know, as it does that, it shoves that soil out through the top of it. So if it's hard, it's not going to gain you much.
And I know we covered it a little bit last week, but if somebody's ready to transition to a no water lands or not a lower water landscape and get rid of their lawn, don't. This is the time to get it healthy so you can
right.
kill it.
So the best way to eradicate or get rid of Bermuda grasses is to do it while it's actively and fast growing. So from about mid-May through mid to late September is the best window to try and kill, spray, and effectively eliminate Bermuda grasses. You do want to make sure it's actively growing. So fertilizing it and watering it for a week or two before you apply the herbicide is very much encouraged. It will make that work a lot better.